12.
Who dreamed it?
You shouldn't be so noisy, Your Majesty, Alice said to the Black Kitten. You've woken me out of a very nice dream. I've been all through the looking-glass world, and I think that you were the Red Queen, weren't you? It is impossible to guess if a kitten is saying yes or no. Alice looked among the chessmen on the table until she found the Red Queen. Then she sat on the carpet and put the kitten and the queen to look at each other. "Curtsy while you're thinking what to say," Alice said with a little laugh. "It saves time, remember?" But the kitten turned its head away and wouldn't look at the queen. "Now, Kitty," Alice went on, "who was it who dreamed it all, do you think? No, listen, don't start washing your paws now. You see, Kitty, it was either me or the Red King. He was part of my dream, of course, but then I was part of his dream too. Was it the Red King, Kitty?" But the kitten began to wash its other paw and pretended it hadn't heard the question. "Who do you think was dreaming?"